Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
Good Thursday morning, August 21st. It's 17 right now in Brantford, 15 in Kitchener, 18 in Hamilton. The dollar still trading just over 72 cents. Gas $1.33. I'm Stacey Englehart. I'll keep in mind, local municipalities are beginning to lift burn bans with the recent weather. Make sure you check your municipality's website to be sure. The tentative agreement that ended the Air Canada strike will be voted on by flight attendants next week. The airline is still scrambling getting flights booked and off the ground after being shut down for 3 days. Customers can now apply for refunds. The airline cautioned could take up to 10 days to return to full service. Chief of Police in Cowarth Lakes defending assault charges laid against a man who was the victim of a break-in, saying Canadians' rights to defend themselves and their property are not unlimited. 44-year-old beat up the man who broke into his home overnight in Lindsay and is facing several charges. Premier Ford weighed in, saying he was not happy, saying, quote, something is broken. Well, Premier Ford also speaking out about Stelco, saying they need to find a new owner. At a news conference yesterday, he talked about the Hamilton-based steel company, saying the president doesn't give two hoots about the company's workers. Stelco's president apparently spoke favorably about tariffs imposed on Canadian steel and the U.S.'s decision to double them from 25 to 50%. The premier was in Hamilton, where he announced $70 million worth of funding for training and employment services for workers affected by U.S. tariffs. Canada Border Service agents said land ports of entry in southern Ontario seized 1.37 metric tons of cocaine coming in from the U.S. in the first 7 months of this year. They estimate a total almost 172 million. And Hurricane Aaron is creating potentially deadly beach conditions along the U.S. East Coast, despite losing strength and dropping to a Category 2. Weather Center doesn't believe it will make landfall, but beachgoers are being warned against dangerous rip currents. Light 92 Sports. Baseball yesterday, the Blue Jays lost to Pittsburgh 2-1, winning only 1 out of 3 in that series. Jays off tonight, start up a weekend series in Miami tomorrow. CFL tonight, Winnipeg is in Montreal, 7:30, and preseason NFL. Pittsburgh is in Carolina at 7, the Giants host New England at 8. Light 92 weather. Mix of sun and cloud with a slight chance of showers this morning. Then sunny, a bit breezy, and a Humidex feeling close to 30. Tonight clear, windy 13. Sunshine returns tomorrow. Humidex feeling almost 30. Right now it's 17 degrees in Brantford, 15 in Kitchener, 18 in Hamilton. I'm Stacey Englehart.